Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome into another edition of your FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetta here with your Wednesday edition. We do these things three times per week, and you've got to tune in. All the great information from our experts. We answer questions from you. All you have to do is email me at Vern, V-E-R-N, at FootballDiehards.com. And we have some fun talking some fantasy football with some of the best experts and writers in the country. And joining me, as he does each and every Wednesday, is Mike Jones. Mike gives us the insight on waiver wire pickups, finding those hidden gems to get us by injuries, bye weeks, short weeks, just problems with your lineup. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was just actually looking at some of my rosters here, dropping Ryan Terrain from all my teams here. It was one of the best quarter-and-a-half pickups I've made in a long time. So, fortunately, we're going to be looking at the Denver running back situation this week for sure.
Yeah, it's funny to see exactly, you know, how some of these waiver wire pickups, you know, we suggest, you know, for folks that sometimes it's just good for one game. Sometimes, you know, it ends up being a guy that you can just continually put in your lineup for the next several weeks. Some of these are week to week. Some of these are just to get you by something. Some of these are fixes for the rest of the season. So always fun to figure out what's going on. You're not signing Tatum Bell yet, are you?
No. I mean, you have to talk about him, I guess. You know, just as you have to talk about any guy who, you know, shows up on the blip somewhere. I mean, Dontrell Savage got, you know, 44 yards for the Chiefs last week, and so, you know, everybody's left who does this kind of is left scurrying to go find out who is Dontrell Savage again. You know, he guy was actually a pretty productive back at Oklahoma State, so you know, now I remember that name. So, you know, you got to go back and find him. Maybe, you know, Larry Johnson's supposed to come back this week. Maybe he doesn't, you know, gets hurt right away and Dontrell Savage becomes that guy who everybody, you know, wants to have at the end of the season. So you never know where they're going to come from, it seems like, in the NFL.
Well, Mike, let's find some people. Let's find some help for folks out there. Starting with the quarterback position, who are some guys that you're looking at this week?
Well, you know, the good news is, you know, that hopefully we're not left scurrying anymore because all the buys are done. So,
yep.
You know, we can kind of zero in and, you know, now we're just looking at upgrading our positions wherever we can. And, you know, we've been talking about Tyler Seguin now for, you know, since he got the job. It was kind of the same kind of Dontrell Savage kind of situation where, who is Tyler Thigpen? You know, oh, yeah, Coastal Carolina, all-time leading passer. Well, he's the all-time leading passer to be there because he was the first quarterback that ever played for him. But, you know, he was an All-American in that Division II. And he is a, you know, we found that at Coastal Carolina, he led the team in passing and rushing. And we're finding that he has great athletic ability that we talked about before. And it's now the Chiefs were smart enough to start putting it on display. And we talked about last week, he had a great matchup against San Diego. This week, another great matchup against New Orleans. And you can't really read you know, who to pick up, who to drop anymore online without coming across Tyler Thigpen. Hopefully, our football diehards audience has been on him for a couple weeks like we have. So, but if he's still out there, he seems to be. I watched that game last week against San Diego, and he is delivering the ball with a lot of authority and making great decisions. And looks like he's going to be an NFL quarterback for years to come.
Looking over some of the running back positions, you know, this is often the most important with injuries, and you mentioned some of the issues out there. Larry Johnson's situation has hurt people. Westbrook says he's not playing at 100%. Steven Jackson, who knows if he's even going to play. So we're talking some big-name first-round guys that, you know, Portis is 50-50. I mean, you can go up and down the list. Who are some guys that might be able to help you get by these situations at running back?
Well, I guess I should be asking you, have you heard anything on the latest on Steven Jackson? I watched the interviews with him, and he doesn't look like he is in too much of a hurry. He must have really hurt his quad quite a bit. Did you have any updates for me on that?
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation. In fact, you know, when he tried to go a week ago, not this past game where they got blown up by the Jets, but the week before, and he didn't do anything. He actually re-injured it and said that the MRI came back even worse. So, I mean, it's looking more and more like he's not going to go. They said that he's going to have to at least get one full 100% practice in this week for him to play against San Francisco. So, I mean, I certainly wouldn't count on him. I'd only consider him a bonus at this point. Actually going to be heading out to practice here in a few hours, and we'll try to get another update posted at Football Diaries throughout the week. But not looking good right now.
Well, you talked, the name that you brought up last week was, you know, Kenneth Darby, and we were hoping that he was going to, you know, the fact was they were facing probably one of the toughest rush defenses in the NFL that's become the Jets. They're allowing 3.1 yards per carry. But, you know, Pittman, he looks far less than 100% too. It looks like he tried to kind of gut through his hamstring injury. And yeah. Darby averaged eight yards a carry. So, I mean, you know, they're going to come all the way over to the West Coast against San Francisco. And, you know, at this point of the season, I don't see any reason they have anything to lose by throwing Darby in there and finding out what the guy can do. He looks, you know, I saw some interviews with him. He seems like a bright guy. You know, he's a third all-time leading rusher in Alabama history behind, you know, Steven Jackson and, I mean, Sean Alexander. And so, you know, the guy has some talent, and I say, if I'm talking to the Rams, I'm saying let's get this guy in there and see what he can do. And
yeah,
so
the big problem.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Mike. Sorry. The big problem with Darby is, you know, he put two footballs on the ground, and one was called back because of a penalty, and then the other, he's just trying to make something out of a situation where he should have just gone down and taken the tackle. So a little overzealous, and you know, Jim Haslett talked about, you know, how just how upset he was with just turning the football over. But the Rams had committed five turnovers, and it was a very bad day all around. So I would expect Darby to get one more shot in there with Pittman still. But who else at running back do you like?
Well, the name, you know, we talked about Denver, and I think it's going to be Peyton Hillis that they're going to turn to here. And
you know,
a lot of people are familiar with Peyton Hillis. I mean, if you watched the game last week, they saw that Denver put the ball in his hands with the game on the line, and Peyton Hillis broke through two tacklers and delivered a key fourth down first down. So, you know, they also, you know, threw the ball to him enough in the week before against Miami. He had seven catches for 116 yards. So they know that they can use him in the offense, and the guy will, you know, produce. And that West Coast offense does have experience using a fullback, versatile fullback-style running back, a la Roger Craig, as I talked about. So, you know, I think Peyton Hillis is going to get the bulk of the carries, the bulk of the looks in this offense. I talked about it, you know, in his history at the University of Arkansas, his senior year he caught 49 balls, 539 yards, and five touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for, you know, what his, you know, ability is as a running back, is coming out of high school, which, you know, was obviously a while back, but still coming out of high school, he was voted by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette as the state's top offensive player, awarded the Landers Award as a recognition as the top high school player in the state. So he was obviously very highly touted. He kind of got stuck behind, you know, Darren McFadden and Felix Jones. We found those guys are some pretty decent talent. So he's
going
to bring something to the table. He's got a great blue-collar attitude, and I think it kind of goes back to what we talked about with the Patriots and Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I think that Mike Shanahan wants to show everybody how smart he is by making Peyton Hillis a star in this offense.
It's unbelievable. Denver just continues to find people. And then on the Bell front, you'll just wait and see what happens with him?
I think that they just need to bring somebody in who knows the offense, that they know can run the scheme. I mean, the guy couldn't make it with the Lions. I mean, so I really would be surprised. You know, and plus, you know, he didn't win a lot of points in the locker room, obviously. I think it's just kind of a desperation move until they can get Selvin Young somewhat rehabbed. He doesn't look too close to playing at all. And I think he's just at least an NFL experience back, which is something P.J. Pope is not, you know.
Before we get to some wide receivers, any other running backs piquing your interest?
You know, just kind of, nothing really is jumping out at me. I know that I looked through some leagues that I kind of used for my research, and Julius Jones was on some lists, and I thought, you know, well, he had been dropped. He was kind of, you know, stuck in a real bad running back by committee with Mo Morris, and people probably just kind of got frustrated with that and dropped him. But last week he got, 23 carries compared to Mo Morris's three. And so it seems like he is becoming clearly the feature back for Holmgren there in Seattle. And this week he's going to be facing Arizona. So you've got definitely a chance to, you know, you can swoop in and pick him up, and you're having problems having a Steven Jackson. You want someone who you think is a halfway established in the NFL. Well, Julius Jones may be that guy. And lastly, Carnell Cadillac Williams is somebody who is going to probably be added to the 53-man roster for Tampa Bay. And if you look at their last 2 weeks of the season, where they have the Chargers and then they have the Raiders, if you can stash them away, Tampa Bay may already have something kind of tied up as far as a playoff spot, possibly, and they may want to save somebody. Some there could be injuries, and it could be Cadillac Williams who gets the call in the last couple weeks of the season when a lot of playoff games are on the line.
Before we let you go, give us some wide receivers that we should be looking at this week.
Well, we talked about Tyler Thigpen, another name that is all is cropping up on every single person's waiver wire pickup list is Mark Bradley, and we've been talking Mark Bradley for a couple of weeks now too. So, I'm always happy when that happens. It kind of makes up for the Jamarcus Russells of the world and the Javon Walkers. But it's fun to that's what the fun part when they asked me about taking on doing the waiver wires. I enjoy that. I enjoy finding out the stories about the people who are on the waiver wire. Sometimes I actually enjoy writing about the story about the Tyler Thigpens and the Mark Bradleys of the world, more than really go out and get him. I'm really recommending that you got to get him and put him in the starting lineup. I enjoy the stories about how they've kind of rehabilitated their careers or how they've kind of been brought up and now they're getting their opportunities and where they come from, And Mark Bradley is a perfect thing like that. I thought he was going to not even be able to play in the NFL anymore. He had knee issues, back issues, and it looked like he had a degenerative spine issue that he was never going to be able to play again. But, all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere that he's become the number two wide receiver for Kansas City, and he's making plays, 9 catches last week against San Diego. And, again, like Thigpen, he's got New Orleans this week. Be interesting to see if the Chiefs, adjust their offensive philosophy with Larry Johnson coming back into the fold. But Mark Bradley's making plays, and Thigpen seems to have a real chemistry with him. Another name, Jason Hill, obviously made a lot of splash on Monday Night Football against Arizona. This week he's got St. Louis, and it seems like that his brother in turn, Sean Hill, they have a kind of chemistry, probably working together on the second team. They've kind of Hill trust Jason Hill to be able to catch the ball, and he was looking for him, especially in the last two crunch time drives. He had 5 catches, ended up with 7 receptions for 84 yards, and it seems like Jason Hill, Josh Morgan, Vernon Davis, the San Francisco is turning this team over, and they're going to start playing for the future.
Wonderful information, as always. Some great insight, Mike, and we'll be reading more at footballdiehards.com. And it's getting down to the no pun intended, the wire, so to speak, as you handle our waiver wire information. Thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thanks again, Jeff.
Great stuff as always, Mike. Always finding some good people for you. Have you gone out and grabbed those folks yet? I don't know. We got to make sure that you listen to us here at footballdiehards.com. Go grab these guys. Go win your league, and then tell your friends that you found that information right here at footballdiehards.com. We'll be back with the end of the week edition with some starts and some sits, some more insight. Will Steven Jackson go? Will some of these recommendations that Mike gave you work out? We'll find out. Keep it right here at footballdiehards.com. So long, everybody.